What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Hello, Mark Rudd Larson here for the Dreamcatcher podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, another topic put into my heart by God. It's actually God made me aware of something I was doing that I really wasn't aware that I was doing. So pull up a chair, join me, listen. If you're doing this on YouTube later on, take a look and watch it and listen to it. So, and today I've got a ginger drink in my live, laugh, and love mug that I got for Christmas a couple years ago from a good friend. And actually, the ginger drink is pretty good. It's actually from one of my favorite stores, Trader Joe's. And I don't, you know, I don't have a thing with Trader Joe's. I just love the store. And it's a dangerous place for Cheryl and I to go because we buy way too much. It's a good thing that it's a couple hours away. So, but it is an awesome store. And but to get to today's topic, so and I hope everybody's well. It's about judging. By the topic, judge not that ye not be judged. Let's see if I get this. Judge not that ye be not judged. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. And you know, and before I would have stopped the recording and done that over. But you can judge me. But you know, I didn't realize, and God has made me aware. And I know I've talked to God, you know, on the podcast a lot lately, just because God is very much in my life now. Never had the relationship I have had with God recently in my whole life. And but he's very good at giving me podcast topics and showing my places I need to improve. And this is one that I did. You know, I did not realize how much I was judging people. And I think our society, most people maybe don't realize how much they're doing that. I started out, well, basically, God made it aware that, you know, tattoos and people wearing, you know, AirPods and all this other stuff. You know, tattoos are beautiful. You know, the artwork is amazing. But I always, you know, even subconsciously, I look down on people, you know, that they, you know, it's like, why would anybody do that to their skin? You know, God makes you a perfect person. And, you know, and I've got good friends that have really nice tattoos. My sister has one. I don't. I can't say that I won't someday. But, you know, I did look down on people. And it's like, why do I look down on people with tattoos? You know, I always tout to be yourself. You know, you're unique and you're the only one like yourself. And they're trying to express who they are by doing tattoos or, you know, or whatever it is like that. It's just like, I don't understand why, but I think we do so much judging because since God brought it to my attention, I just like, wow, I judge all the time. It is all I do. And it's just like, I was in Hastings a little bit ago and the people that were coming into where I was having coffee, I was judging almost everybody coming in. And it's like, I need to stop that because these people, you know, they are who they are. And who am I to say anything about the way they dress, the way they act? You know, they were all being, you know, civilized and everything. There was nothing like that. But some of the clothes they were wearing, or, you know, maybe she was a little too old for that outfit she had on. And people could say the same thing about me. You know, if I'm dressed this way like I am right now with kind of a awesome shirt or whatever you want to call it, kind of sort, I don't know what you call it. It's a shirt. And with my cap, my baseball cap, and I look a lot younger. And so people judge me as being younger. But if I take off my cap and show my bald head, people are like, oh, he's older than he looks. And then they judge me differently. Or and it's like, then they say, it's like, shouldn't you be getting ready to retire? Why are you doing a podcast? Why are you doing all this stuff? Or shouldn't you be working? You know, it's, when I'm having coffee, it's like, So why are you not working like everybody else, the people that have been told that they have to work? And there I'm judging again, because we have been, you know, that's what we have been brought up and still getting brought up in this country, that we need to go to work. You know, you need to work hard and grind and make sure you're really, you're really giving it all. And I have learned recently that I don't go for that anymore. I've told you many times, and I'm going to not do it so much, is God tells me to give it to him and then be still. And it has worked out very, very well. And it's just, and Cheryl's having problems dealing with that, because she's like, and Cheryl's still cleaning houses, although getting less all the time. And I told her that God told me she was going to be getting less houses. But getting back to judging, it's just like, so why do we judge, you know, somebody, you know, young and it's not in a traditional job? It's like, especially with today and all the different avenues to make money. You know, online, you can do stuff and be done. Maybe you're into crypto. Really, crypto has been blowing up lately. Maybe you don't need to work. But yeah, it's just like, and I use actually, you know, really, I knew why I was doing it, but it's like dress younger than my age, and people, or more and nicer clothes, which I love. I love clothes. There's a store in Vegas, an MGM Grand, that is a men's store that is really awesome. And I usually buy some clothes there every time. So those clothes make me look like I have more prosperity than I do. So people judge me different because of that, because they perceive that I have more influence and wealth than I actually at the time have. That will be soon changing. But it's just interesting that I did not realize how much I was judging. Or, you know, it's just like, or people are like, well, do you go to church? You know, and it's like, which I have no problem with somebody going to church, but it's like, so why do you think that because you go to church and maybe I don't, that you're worth more or worth more, your value is more? Because maybe the person has a relationship with God at home. And I'm not a fan of churches. Very, very, very few churches have I been to that I like. I like my relationship one-on-one with God. I can do Bible studies at home. Bible studies together probably would be better for me because I like groups of people. But I can do all that at home. I can have my relationship with God, and I don't need to go to church. But that's one thing people, you know, browbeat you, just like, oh, you don't belong to a church, then maybe you just, you know, you're a heathen or whatever. You know, they have things that they judge you on. And I've also done that with the tattoos again and AirPods, you know, and especially because I use the excuse that they both are not real good for you. And I still, you know, I'm still debating on that, but it's not my decision. It's God's decision. You know, if somebody wants to have the tattoos and they wear the AirPods, it's their decision. But I always said, you know, why would somebody that wants to be athletic at the gym have all these tats all over their body? It's like, it seems like a contradiction. But it's like, where do I get off? It's arrogance on my part to think that I have any say over their body or whatever. I wouldn't like it if it was done to me. But why in this society do we think we have free reign on that? Where does that come from? Where does basic arrogance come from? And I think it comes from I definitely think it comes from people thinking they have more money, that they are actually worth more to society. Not all people of wealth come off that way, but there are a lot of people of wealth, and I'm thinking a few right now, that rub people in their nose that they're being able to do this, and they're being able to do that. And they're the people they're doing this to they know that they can't be doing that. So it makes themselves, I guess it's a pat on their back, builds their ego. And I read a quote the other day, when you have ego, you can't have love. The two can't exist. The ego has to die for you to live a life of love. And that is where it gets back to, life is about love. God is love, you know, and ego is not love. And if you love people unconditionally, you shouldn't care how they dress, as long as they're not hurting themselves, you know, a different situation there. But if they want to wear who knows what, let them do it. It's not your decision. It is not. And I know I resent it when people look, you know, assess me, you know, it's like, oh, this, yeah, we're going to dismiss him. Or like I said, they give me more influence than I probably deserve. And I just find this whole thing interesting. I'm blessed that God keeps giving me these topics, because I've had a whole list of people that are going to be on the podcast, but none of them do it right now. I mean, I have probably 25 people that are waiting to be on the podcast, but every time I do something, and it's like, God's like, now I want you to continue doing these yourself. I will let you know when it's time to have guests again. And he's the one that I'm working for now. He's the one that controls what I do. And like I said the other day, God, Jesus, if you get me started on that now, I will probably start talking about it a lot. And it's awesome. So, and now you're probably judging me like, you know, he's a religious freak. And we just don't realize how much we do judge. You know, it's just like, I mean, it's like, oh, and why are you letting your wife work and clean houses when you're home drinking ginger drink and you're kind of slacking? And what kind of man does that? And see, that's judging again. I think I challenge you, because I think I need to do that. Every time you judge something or judge a person, write it down, because I think we don't realize how much we do. I mean, society would be so much better if we would judge much less. You know, it's just, and just like, I'm going to get into politics, Republicans, Democrats. We judge if one is a Democrat or a Republican, vice versa, that they must be exactly like this. And they don't have any middle road, and they're extreme that way or they're extreme the other way. That is a big share of what's wrong with this country. We don't have the middle ground. And we judge immediately. If they, you know, if you're from a blue state, you got to be, you know, very, you know, liberal. And if you're from a red state, you have to be, you know, very conservative. And I am an independent. So how are you going to judge me on that one? And I'm from Nebraska, which is a red state. So you're probably going to think I'm a hick from Nebraska, raise corn and cattle. And, you know, and we all have those things that we preconceive that place to be like. And I can tell you, every state has its wonderful people. It has its things to go see. And, you know, every place I've gone has not been exactly like I conceived it to be. I judged it to be before I went there. Italy was one thing last summer. Was not even close to what it was going to be like. It was actually more awesome, except for Naples. I'm sure there's parts of Naples that were nice, but it's just a big city. And but I didn't see all of it, so there could be definitely, you know, I judged it on a little bit I saw. Judging again. So how much are we missing by judging? You know, I don't think you can get your dream life when you're judging, because you might be, there's actually a lot of ginger in that. I'm getting ginger out of me. So probably more than you need to know. But it keeps you from doing your dream life, because you're judging that this is going to be this way. And it's like, oh, I could never do that. You know, it's just like, I'm judging that this is going to be too hard a path. I'll just stay where I'm at. You know, it's the devil, you know. And it's, we need to judge differently. We need to, another thing God has told me, don't make a decision until you have to. You know, I was always brought up, especially with finance. It's like, well, if you saw a bill coming down the line, you know, you got everything ready, you paid it early, you know, and all this stuff. And God has told me, it's like, you don't deal with anything until it has to be dealt with. You know, it's like, it may not even come about the way you think it, you know, judging it to be. And it's hard for me to do that. I mean, it's like, I always would make sure if we were running out of a box of Kleenex, you know, I'd put another box, or even when it was only halfway empty. And he's like, why are you judging that, you know, it needs to be replaced now? You should wait until it's done. And the same goes with the situation in life. You know, we judge that, oh, this isn't working. This isn't for me. You know, it's like the dreams is for somebody else. I'll do it someday. I'll do it when I'm retired. I'll do it on the weekends, which I hear that thing. It's like grind on the weekends to make a different life that you have during the week. Most of the time, you're not going to do it because you're probably exhausted and need a break. And there is a limit amount that people can do. And it's just like, no, you have to make the decision, judge-free, that you're going to do this. And it's not easy. But what is easy that's in life that's really worthwhile? But we judge that. It's just like, this is not for me, before we even start. You know, and it's just like losing weight. You know, it's like, oh, that's going to be way too hard. I'll never be able to do it. I won't stick with it. I've been this way my whole life. So we're judging ourselves. It's like we're a fat person, so we're going to stay as a fat person. Or, you know, it's like I was just saying, getting your dream life, being an entrepreneur, especially at my age, because it's like, wow, because I'm going to tell you, I'm 61. And everybody's like, why are you doing that? Why are they judging? You know, they're judging me that I don't have, I don't know, my generation has the wherewithal to do that. We do. You just have to make the decision. I keep up with pretty much what's going on. I love that. I have a lot of younger friends that help keep me young. And just don't judge that you can't do it, because what you look for, you'll find. And I've said that many times in this podcast. But it's just, you got to make sure that you're not judging others or yourself, and really harshly, because some people are more judgmental about themselves than they are others, and they keep themselves stuck. My wife, right, she sees herself as a house cleaner, which she's a very good house cleaner. And I praise her for doing it all these years. Her dream is to be something with art. She's got 2 art degrees, but she judges herself as not able to do that, and that nobody will like it. And she does a little bit, and she puts it out there for 2 seconds, and then nobody likes it, according to what she thinks. And then she's like, well, I'll just go back to house cleaning. It's all I am. And it's like, no, it takes a long time to build a following, and you need to just keep on doing it. And you're, like I told you the other day, your vibe will attract your tribe. But it doesn't go over well because she's not hearing that. And she's not at that point, you know, in her journey. And may not ever be. I pray that she will be, because she's a good artist. And it's too bad she hasn't used her degrees and something she enjoys doing. And I mean, I know she likes the people she cleans for, but she's been doing it for almost 30 years. It's just like, oh my gosh. I'm not going to say anymore, because I'm judging, you know, it's her comfort place. And sometimes comfort is what it takes. I mean, sometimes we aren't all meant to be, you know, entrepreneurial or whatever, but I'm not judging that, because if that's where you feel safe and that's where you want to spend your life, go for it. Because I would have judged, like, why aren't you doing something? Why aren't you getting more inspired, you know, motivated? And there I'm getting to the grind thing like I used to do, because I used to do that. It's just like, oh, when I had handyman, which I did that for over 2 decades, I would just get more people. And it's like, well, we have a bill coming up, so I got to get more motivated to do some more work. And the thing is, it never, ever gets better. There's never enough money. Never. There's always something that takes it, or another tax or another insurance or whatever it is. So, and it's, you know, and that's the case if you're an entrepreneurial where you're making more money or not. But if you're doing something that you love, it's a little bit different. But getting back to the, where we're judging, you know, it's just, the world would be so much better if we didn't judge, you know. And that was another thing, Italians. I was thinking they'd all speak Italian and, you know, I'd have to use my app, and I didn't use it once. You know, I was impressed that I think there was only one gal, the gal that was cleaning where we were staying, did not understand English. Everybody else did. And I guess I thought maybe it'd be more, I don't know, maybe third world kind of. It wasn't. Actually, I think in a lot of areas, they're more advanced than we are by a long ways. And I did change over to the Euro. Wouldn't have had to, because I judged that I would have to do that. But everybody took credit cards, and that worked great. And it's just, but I had prejudged what that was going to be like. And then when we had the stayovers in Germany, actually, Germany, I think, had better pizza than in Naples, where we had the pizza. I mean, their pizza is good. I love that Italian food. Don't get me wrong. But I knew I was probably going to love that. I judged that I would probably like the Italian food. And I did. But no, Italy is so awesome. And when we go to Iceland at the end of August, I have preconceived things. But I find that I'd be better if I didn't judge at all. I'll just go with an open mind of what it's going to be like. I do believe it's going to be beautiful, just from the pictures I've seen. But so how much is judging keeping you held back? I mean, how many people are you judging that might be somebody you could actually work with or help that, you know, and that's another thing. You see these poor people on the street, you know, and it's like, why don't you go get a job? You know, it's really hard for a lot of them to go get a job. And I have judged that too. And we saw a lot of them down in New Orleans last year, and then San Diego, the many times we've been there, because there's a lot of homeless. And it's like, why don't they do something? And, you know, most of them probably don't have a place to live. So it's really hard to get ready to go to a job. It just, when you don't have a base to live, it's very hard to do a job. Probably don't have, although in the cities they have, but they don't probably have the money to do mass transit, you know, or the trolleys like they did in New Orleans and stuff like that. We take it for granted when we have money and prosperity that they should go get a job. There's a job everywhere you go. You know, why aren't people working? And I know why people are not working, because this generation is not, they're smarter because they know it's not worth it. You know, they have figured out that I'm not going to get ahead by working. And it's just like, so why would you do it? And some people just do it, you know, and it's like, well, I'm working. It's like, so are you bringing enough money in to cover everything? If you're not, you're losing ground. And eventually that ends not well. So I feel for the owners. I feel for both sides because I don't know how they're making money with the inputs being so expensive and covering all the stuff that they usually have to cover anymore for employees. So it's hard to do that middle ground to make and have a wage, unless it's forced like it is in California and a lot of the places, which does not ever work because the businesses will just have to shut down. And then where are they going to be at? I see a lot of places like the In-N-Out's going to close one. And a lot of this is from people, you know, doing criminal stuff just because a lot of them don't have any jobs or looting. And it's just like the Macy's, I think it said it was going to close in San Francisco. And it's just like, you can't have it both ways. You have to have the free market. Socialism doesn't ever work. Look at Venezuela. And but I digress. So getting back to judging. So I challenge you one day, write down every time that you judge something, person, whatever it is, and see how that is inhibiting your progress forward towards your dreams or whatever you're working for towards. And, you know, that's why judging. I judged the YMCA, you know, or the Y in general, that it was a place that would probably be too expensive. It would just be jocks and I wouldn't fit in there. So I didn't go there. And I thought, oh, that's going to be expensive, you know, all this stuff and my judgments. And the thing I found out, it's probably getting close to 3 years now, that the Y is nothing like that. And there's a price point for anybody and everybody to be part of it. And it has so many programs. And I know I've said this before, but it is where judging kept me back from ever joining the Y. And I wish I had joined the Y a lot earlier because I love it. And I do. My trainer's awesome. I mean, the people, they're like family. They're very much like family. And I mean, I've only gone to the one here in Hastings where I go and the one in Kearney. But they're all really great people. And if you don't know how to do something, they have classes all the time. And all this stuff, and it's just, why did I think that? I was judging something without knowing. And that's usually what we do. When we're judging, we don't know the situation. And so next time you're judging somebody because maybe they have ripped jeans on or their jeans down to, you know, down low. So, because we all judge on that. It's like, you can't pull your pants up. Or the music, you know, and I'm definitely guilty of that. It's like Cheryl says, well, you're getting old. And it's like, I still prefer a lot of the music I had when I was growing up. But there is some really awesome music now, too. There's some music. Well, I didn't even like all the music when I was growing up. So it's really no different. But I judged it. You know, it's like, this music sucks. And but there's a lot of music that's really good out there. I mean, I love Pink. There's a lot of people I like out there. But Pink, I would actually go and see her in person. I think she's a great performer. And so you didn't know, don't know. And people are like, Pink, you like Pink at 61 years old? It's like, you're judging. So, yeah, I do. I think she's awesome. So on that, I think we've covered this quite well. And it's one of my ginger drink because I'm going to cough. So, but yeah, don't let judging. And I know I'll be reminded when I do it next time because it's hard. It's a hard habit to break. And I spend my whole days judging everything. It's like, I don't like what they're wearing. I don't like the haircut. I don't like the color of the car. You know, it's just like, you know, they should really lose some weight. Maybe they should work out more. They're kind of, you know, small. And it's just like, where does it end? It's actually a lot of wasted effort, which we could use to something better. Maybe catching your dreams. So on that, thank you for joining me on this episode of the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Yeah. And just... just keep track of how much you judge, because I think you'll be surprised. So thanks again. Bye.